USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Justice Department told a judge that the House Judiciary Committee should not get access to secret grand jury material collected during the special counsel's Russia investigation, even as it weighs whether to pursue impeachment. The response comes nearly 2 months after the committee filed a petition in federal court arguing lawmakers need to obtain the grand jury material in order to determine whether to recommend those articles of impeachment. A negotiating team from the Taliban arrived in Russia, according to the Associated Press, just days after President Donald Trump declared dead a deal with the insurgent group in Afghanistan. Russian state news agency TASS cited the Taliban's Qatar-based spokesman Suhail Shaleen as saying the delegation held consultations with President Vladimir Putin's envoy for Afghanistan. It was the Taliban's first international visit following the collapse of talks with Washington. This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife Jenny was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A drone attack on Saudi Arabia that cut into global energy supplies threatens to fuel a regional crisis as Iran denied U.S. allegations that it launched the assault. Iran called the U.S. claims, quote, maximum lies, end of quote, while a commander reiterated its forces could strike the United States military bases across the Mideast with an arsenal of ballistic missiles right now. A prominent U.S. senator suggested striking Iranian oil refineries in response to the assault. There have been numerous mysterious attacks on oil tankers that America blames on Tehran, at least one suspected Israeli strike on Shiite forces in Iraq, and Iran shooting down a U.S. military surveillance drone. The United Auto Workers Union announced that its roughly 49,000 members at General Motors plants throughout the U.S. will go on strike tonight because contract negotiations with the automaker had completely broken down. The decision came after 200 plant-level union leaders voted unanimously in favor of the walkout during their meeting in Detroit. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One of the Democrats running for president is defending an unusual campaign strategy. USA's Chris Barnes has the details.
Candidate Andrew Yang is defending the campaign contest to give 10 families a share of $120,000. The entrepreneur telling CNN State of the Union that a team of lawyers signed off on the contest, saying they're sure it's perfectly legal. Yang announcing the contest during last Thursday's Democratic debate, saying he'd give the money from his campaign chest as a way to promote his so-called freedom dividend proposal, using his opening statement to urge Americans to head to his campaign website and enter the contest in which 10 families will win the $1,000 a month prize for a year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
San Francisco's iconic cable cars will stop running for 10 days starting this weekend while they undergo the final repairs in a 3-year restoration project of the gearboxes that propel the world-famous system up the city's steep hills. Shuttle buses will run along the 3 cable car routes where historic cars typically travel at a steady 9.5 miles an hour. The agency said it needs to get the manually operated cable cars off the streets to rehabilitate the gearboxes that power the system that started in the 1890s. The shutdown is sure to disappoint many tourists who are visiting the city within the next week. The city says 7.5 million passengers ride the cable cars each year. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.